Hi everyone, and welcome to my podcast about cool space stuff by Riley. In today's episode, we'll be diving into some pretty big topics that may or may not blow your mind. So let's jump right in. A frequent flyer in space and time is the Doctor, from Doctor Who. He's a Time Lord, a policeman to be specific, in space, hunting down all the baddies trying to make wormholes, kill stars, and so on. For this next segment in the podcast, I'll be trying to explain wormholes and black holes as best I can. So scientists think they have wormholes all figured out on paper, but not yet in reality. Okay, so Einstein once had a theory of relativity, which is our understanding of how gravity works in the universe. In his theory, he says any presence of mass or energy will warp the fabric of space and time. So now, imagine you can warp space and time in your hands in such a way that you can cut a portal from where you are in space and come out in another location in space. If scientists knew how to make a wormhole, they would not know how to keep it open. In their equations, wormholes are stated to be too unstable for humans to handle. Therefore, if you were to step inside one, it would have the potential to collapse down on top of you, which would not be the best thing according to scientists, because they would have a very hard time working out where you would appear. A black hole is a region within space which light does not come out of. Nothing at all comes out, to be precise. So if you were to fall into one of these, there is a good chance that you won't come out. Now this is where it's going to get a little bit confusing. Adding to what a black hole is, it is a three-dimensional shape in space which you can fall in from any angle at. Normally people think of a hole like picking up a manhole cover from the ground, jumping in and looking up and seeing the other point from where you jumped in. But this is only for Earth. If there's a hole in space, you will fall in from any direction and you will end up in a different location in space. And if that hole connects to another place, then you have a wormhole combining two places together you may have fallen in from. You can form a black hole from very high concentrations of matter. And when you have that, gravity in the vicinity needs to go up and up and up and reaches a point where light does not escape at all. To throw a fun fact into the mix, when a star dies, it turns into a black hole, so there's a bit of proof they exist. Do you think that's scary? Up next is explaining the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is just straight up uncomprehendable for beings living in the third dimension. As so, the third dimension will be too uncomprehendable for a being that lives in a second dimension, and so forth. Therefore, it will be too mind-blowing for us living in the third dimension to even understand the fourth dimension, unless we have visited it or researched it. Luckily, my mind is unblow-upable, so I can put it into easier words to understand. Take a point for example. A point has no dimensions at all. Then look at a line. It has one dimension, which is length. Then look at a square. A square has two dimensions, height and length. Then look at a cube. The cube has three dimensions: height, depth, and width. Alright, you sort of got it. A line is bounded by two zero-dimensional things. A square is bounded by four one-dimensional things. And a cube is bounded by six two-dimensional things. Do you see the pattern yet? Each object is going up in dimensions. A four-dimensional cube has eight sides and is bounded by a three-dimensional thing. To sum this segment up, the fourth dimension is very confusing. Sadly, that's all we have time for, folks. Tune into the next podcast to hear more interesting subjects explained by a high school student. A special thanks to the app Anchor and myself for starring in this podcast. Go check out Anchor if you're interested in making a podcast series of your own.